Lotus FM News with Tracy Valiathan.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, the ANC's workshop on land has instructed government to test Section 25 of the Constitution regarding its effectiveness in expropriating land without compensation. This is part of its recommendations following the land summit at the weekend in Boksburg on Gauteng's East Rand. ANC NEC member Ronald Lamola.
We must immediately use Section 25 of the Constitution to press ahead with the expropriation of land where it can be done in order to test the argument. Immediately pass the expropriation bill and land distribution in order to bring greater clarity to the transformative intent and the impact of the Constitution. You will remember that the expropriation bill has been returned from Parliament on many occasions since 2008. So we are saying Parliament must pass the expropriation bill now and insert clauses there that says we must expropriate land without compensation and state under which circumstances and what kind of land must be expropriated.
Government says some public sector unions have not yet signed an agreement on an adjusted salary increase. They reached an agreement in weekend negotiations on pay increases of between 6 and 7% for 2018-2019. However, the Public Servants Association did not support the agreement. Deputy Director General of Public Service and Administration, Kenny Govender, says not all unions pitched up to sign the final document this morning. He was speaking in Pretoria earlier today.
After the conclusion of the salary negotiations on Friday, the indications were that unions have in principle agreed and that position still stands. We assumed that Labour will be present today at 11 o'clock to sign the agreement. Yes, Labour did pitch up. They still confirmed the in-principle agreement. The employer has signed the agreement, has placed it on the table. And in terms of council procedures, the parties have a period of time which to consider the agreement. Only once the signatures are pinned to the agreement do we enjoy majority, and we will be in a position as government to start the implementation process.
Cape Town High Court Judge Siraj Desai has resumed after a recess with his summation of testimony delivered during the Henry van Breda murder trial. The 23-year-old is accused of having axed his parents and brother to death in their De Zalza home near Stellenbosch in January 2015. Desai is delivering judgment and is currently dealing with DNA evidence. He says the defense counsel indicated he did not dispute that the DNA of the accused mixed with that of his deceased brother Rudy was found in the corner of the shower.
Body cells can be excluded because of the soap, shower gel and cleaning products used in the shower. Blood is more resistant to normal detergents. The accused offered an explanation for the fact that Rudy's and his own DNA was found in the shower, namely that they occasionally used to shave in the shower.
Police are not ruling out the possibility that a serial killer might be operating on Gauteng's West Rand, following the discovery of three bodies last week. The bodies, with their hands tied at the back with a belt, were found in an open ditch in Kagiso. Police suspect they may have been killed elsewhere, then dumped there. The spots where the bodies were found are about a kilometre apart. Police spokesperson Solomon Sibiya says the motive for the killing is unknown at this stage.
We recovered about three bodies, men aged between 26 to 30, with the same modus operandi where hands are bound at the back. But the only difference with the second body was that it had some injuries that were sustained. The left ear was removed and there were some injuries to the face. We cannot rule out the fact that there is a serial killer around.
Sporadic protests have again erupted on the M5 at Parkwood near Muizenberg in Cape Town. Petrol bombs have allegedly been thrown at passing cars. Police have arrested at least two people. The protests over land have been ongoing since last week. The M5 has been closed off at Dick Burton Road. Motorists have been advised to use alternative routes. Cape Town Metro Police spokesperson Wayne Dyerson.
In Parkwood, currently there are 15 half-built structures on the open field that has been occupied. There are three what appears to be campfires with people milling around there, and about in total 30 people on the field.
The top story at 3 o'clock, the ANC's workshop on land has instructed government to test Section 25 of the Constitution regarding its effectiveness in expropriating land without compensation. That's a wrap of News at 3, headlines at 3:30.